Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to 2 for Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. It is a beautiful California day. I mean, beautiful. It looks like it's summer outside here. So if you're experiencing winter, my condolences. I live where I live because I can live where I live, and so can you. Welcome, everyone, to a beautiful, let's see, I'm getting some messages here, Tuesday afternoon. Inga, good to see you this afternoon. Honored to be your coach and friend, and also the coach of your exceptional son, Jerome. And you are first to watch your Inga. Welcome. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I have an exceptional Facebook Live this afternoon. So I am honored to be here with you. So as you go ahead and come on here, go ahead and grab your notes, relax, because I'm going to have a great call with you on clarity and vision and inner knowing. So welcome, everyone. I'm just going to check some of my, I'm getting a lot of messages here all of a sudden. So welcome, everyone. It is my honor, privilege, and pleasure to be here with you. I am honored to be able to assist you. Deep breath, everyone. Good to see everyone today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Someone is messaging me here. So we're ready to commence. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. And today's Facebook Live is called Inner Knowing. And in inner knowing, it means that you know what you know and you no longer doubt what you think you don't know because you are here and you are now. And in that state of no, in that no state, you're aware, that's consciousness. And you're like, you're beginning to cross the bridge of sobriety, recovery, moving into consciousness, and you're letting go of the anxiety, fear, and doubt that has kept you so overwhelmed. So if you are in that state of overwhelm, that keeps the neurological condition that is the component that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. And as you have a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do what you do, you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Lori, good to see you this afternoon. You and Inga are here with me this afternoon. You're the early arrivals, so welcome here. I'm already well into the content. Today's content is clear cognizance. Clear cognizance means it's like cognition. It means you know. And in that state of no, you know, and then you don't know. When you're conversing with someone in a no state, you know they're not going to buy. You know they're not the ideal candidate. You know that by the way they communicate and articulate or don't articulate, by the pauses they have, by the overwhelmed state of unconsciousness they're in, you're able to tell. When someone says, well, let me talk to my husband, you have crossed the bridge and you know what that means, and then you're not personalizing it because you moved into a state in cognizance of non-attachment. You're not attached to that outcome. You're able to see the situation for what it is, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let go because you are no longer that trauma bond, the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. You've crossed over into consciousness, and you no longer let people seduce you. Your husband, your wife, your significant other, your parents, your children, your manager, your employer, you have a much better understanding of who they are free of judgment because you're non-attached. You're able to see, sense, and feel the situation for what it is, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let go. That is a key skill. That's one of the most important skills that you will ever master in life, the skill of letting go, the separation from feelings and events. And in that clarity, you're able to be in a state where you're not going to be in an argument. You're not going to prove someone wrong or right. You're no longer going to hold on to the situations that you've held on to. You're able to separate the feelings. You're able to raise your level of consciousness, and you're able to let go. So cognition is a very, very deep state of knowing, metacognition. And cognizance allows you to elevate into very high states of knowing. And in your own recovery, you know that you won't relapse because you know the pleasure isn't worth the pain. And that you know that you won't be tempted and that you're not out in the future of worrying about what's going to happen at the holidays worrying what's going to happen when you go to the wedding. You're not worried about what's going to happen on the airplane. You're not in a state of future tense anxiety about what hasn't happened because you have clarity in where you are right now. And you also know in that energy that situations are going to be happening for you. And through the law of supply and demand, you're able to reap and sow, and you're able to let go easily and effortlessly, and you're able to, and that's not discarding people and situations, but you can tell and you understand that there are certain situations and people that just don't qualify for your time or what you're doing, and you're not offending them, and you're not offended, and you're able to just let go, and there's a natural flow to it all, and you're able to diplomatically let these situations go because you're not in a personal communication and conversation with them in your head. You're not feeling rejected and abandoned. You're not worried about your last dollar. You're not worried about whatever it is you're holding on to. You're able to easily and effortlessly let go. That's the separation between the feelings and the events so that you're not the mind-body connection any longer. And in that clarity, you're able to have a vision of the outcome right out there. You can see, sense, and feel it. It's right out there in front of you, and you feel it. In that sense of feeling, that's a very high level of transmutation. That's consciousness. And in that know state, that knows, you understand, you know, you're aware, you're no longer in anxiety, fear, and doubt. Your sentence structure will begin to change. You'll pick up on other people's kindas, probablys, guesses, and sortas, and you're able to be very clear in your communication. Now, there are people who might think you're direct when in reality, you're clear. And coming from directness is anger-driven. When you're coming from clarity, when you're communicate from clarity, it's a different communication style. Directness has anger in it, and it has force. Clarity is much more relaxed. It's a state of that's attractive to people. And in your clarity, you're not being direct, you're being clear. And you're able, so I've had people say, he tells it like it is. Well, I don't really want that identity any longer. I don't want to tell it like it is. I'm able to communicate clearly from what I feel. That's a different context for me. It takes that edge off of being right or being in control or being in control of being out of control and letting go of the cause that creates the effect of why I've done what I've done. It allows me to just be here and be now in a very relaxed body. That's what clarity is. Clarity is, it's very relaxed energy, yet it's power because there's no force in it. And you're able to adapt and adjust very easily. You're able to separate feelings easily and effortlessly. You're able to flow and let go. It's a very prosperous energy because it magnetizes. It brings people to you at a level of consciousness that you're in. So the term, attract people who believe what you believe. That, and you may remember the book from the early, from like 2010, Simon Sinek. That was one of his key statements. Attract people who believe what you believe. Find people who believe what you believe. Now, that's from consciousness. When you're in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're going to attract other people that will fulfill those same feelings. And as you're separating your feelings from the events, that's when you're in clarity. Sandy, good to see you. Scott, good to see you. Good to be here with you. And Inga says, hello, everyone. So all of you are you're success seekers and you're enlightened. You're very enlightened in this process because you've read books, you've coached with me, you've devoted time on your own to finding out the answers. You're living in higher levels of consciousness and energy. You're addressing the trauma bonds, the family situations, the ex-boyfriends, girlfriends, and you're no longer attracting your reality, the same situation, to fulfill those feelings. Your boundaries are better. And if you're an adult child of an alcoholic or an adult child of an addict, you have a better understanding of what that means and what that collateral damage did to you as a child and as a grown-up now, who and what you can be. And so you're no longer the trauma bonds. You're no longer living in an overwhelmed state. You're no longer in your head processing and thinking and analyzing. You're a human being in a very relaxed body. And that becomes a very attractive energy to people because it gives them a different sense of feel. And when you're purpose-driven in a relaxed energy, now when you're like, just like, fuck it, I'm going to do this if it kills me, well, that's not effective. That's very forced. But when you commit one day at a time to improve your skills and improve your reflexes, for the next several years, one of the main terms that I'm going to be assisting my clients with is the term reflex. I did a 12-week call for a group last night, a group of people that I was very, very instrumental in an entire team's production many years ago, and they brought me back in to teach some of the wisdom that I've covered, that I haven't been connected to that team for 5 years. And I let that team know that one of the main breakthroughs that I've had is really understanding the reflex of learning how to respond versus the reflex of reacting. So once you begin to change the reflexes, that's a connection between the limbic brain and the gut. That's where your second brain is. And once you begin to let go of the analytical egoic mind and the reflex where you're up here, that's fight or flight. So there's here, and then there's here, down here. So when you're here, the limbic brain and your gut, now you're one with. That's where consciousness is. That's where metacognition is. That's where cognizance is. That's where synchrodestiny is created. That's where synchronicity is. That's when there are no accidents. That's when people gift you money. That's when people buy into your program. That's when people want to buy your advertising, or that's when people want to buy your vision. So if you're a documentary filmmaker and you're out looking for people resources, people begin to show up because of that. Or if you're very cause-driven and purpose-driven, or if you're looking for the ideal property, that property finds you. Or if you're looking for a soulmate and you change the story of not being good enough, or you change the story of how difficult and hard it is to attract a man or a woman, as you begin to change that communication between the brain and the gut, especially the limbic brain, that's your creative brain, that's your vision. And as you begin to operate much more in that higher level of energy called consciousness, you will change what you attract. And then projects come together easily and effortlessly. And then it's a lot more organic, and you're not like buying advertising, because you're attracting people to you organically through referrals and through multiple ways where there's a different level of ease rather than this push, this force that we put on. And so in cognition, you move into a no, and you're not looking on, I know it's going to be safe, or I know it's going to be all right. You're moving more into, you know that you know. And you don't have to know what you already know, because you know. And then you're not in your head all day trying to figure out what you don't know. And then you let go of terms like, well, that makes sense, or that doesn't make sense. And you have a better understanding of the payoff. An addict always wants a little more. And so emotional addicts, and then all the other addictions that being an emotional addict breeds, typically recreate the same situation to fulfill the feeling, and then they don't understand why they do it, because in cognition, they don't know. And they operate in the I don't know state, and then I don't know why I do this, yet they recreate the same situation over and over. It shows up in money frequently. So most of the world struggles with money, yet money doesn't struggle with them. Money doesn't have a personality. But money does show up to people who are comfortable in the creation and creativity and innovation of it. Money is very evasive when your dialogue with money isn't conducive to creating it. Money is very scarce when you live in scarcity. When you live in lack and you just scrape by and you're a noble struggler, but one day you wake up and you go, wow, this struggling isn't noble. There isn't anything noble to struggling. Struggling is struggling. Take the nobility out of it, and it's very, very challenging to continue to struggle. It affects the adrenal system, immune system, the lymphatic system, and all the other situations. When you let go, when you really let go in a state of high consciousness called cognition, money can show up. It shows up in many forms and fashions, but I've had the IRS send me a check for $10,000, not as a tax return, but as a check for $10,000. It was $10,137. Now, it was an overpayment, and it was my money to begin with. It wasn't a gift, but it showed up at a very opportune time. And when you can let go of your struggle with money, your struggle with relationships, and when you edify that, I always struggle. Well, that's the hardaholic in you you've been conditioned to behave in. In cognition, there's a no state. And in that no state, you know that there's a God, you know that there's a higher power, you know that there's a being. You're in that state of knowing, I know. And you're not in safety. You're in comfort, and in that comfort, there's a big difference by playing it safe. And we're also conditioned with money to put it in bank because we're going to save money. We're led to believe that somehow money is going to save us. Now, I realize the context of money in places that you have access to it, but the whole context of saving becomes a contradiction because money doesn't save you. And you're not really looking to be saved. You want to seek prosperity. You want to seek to be in the flow where money comes to you easily and effortlessly, as people come to you effortlessly and easily, and ideas come to you effortlessly and easily, because money comes from innovation and creativity. Money also comes from inheritances in situations like this. And there are people who are rainmakers, and there are people who are idea makers. But that type of creativity is spawned by letting go. How creative can you be when you're worried all the time? How creative are you when you're so focused on lack and poverty? How creative are you when you're in this state of being of I have to have it? You're not able to. You're not able to be in the flow. So in letting go, you're separating your feelings from anxiety, fear, and doubt. And in that state of flowing, in that state of really flowing, as you begin to let go, that's when you start to have visions and clarity. Your communication style can change. Now, the main reflex that so many people are trapped in, when asked a question, they go like this. And so the sound out of their mouth is, ah. So this sound, ah, ah. That's part of the trauma bomb that so many people hold on to. In my one-on-one coaching, I've asked this thousands of times to people. I'll ask a commitment question and their body goes, ah, ah. It's so common that it's common. It has an effect on a high percent of the population. Now, the biggest challenge in that it's important you let go of, is when you're communicating with someone about money, when you're communicating with someone about a commitment, when you're communicating with someone about an idea, a decision that you're asking them to buy into or to join, and they ask you a question, and if you relapse right back in there, that reflex, you're back into your parents, or you're back into that perpetrator violator energy, and you're back into the make a mistake, say something wrong, get in trouble situation. Well, that's the trauma bond. That's the reflex. And so if you've ever been an athlete, and if you played hockey, baseball, basketball, you were a dancer, or you wherever whatever sport you were, there's a certain level of hand-eye coordination that every sport requires you to participate in. But if you're a choker and you go into fight or flight, like it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. Or if you're on the ice, someone skates by you. Or in soccer, you trip over your feet. Or any multitude of situations, you become so mistake consciousness that's where you are. Your reflex goes straight to fight or flight. And in assisting people to understand this phenomenon that you've lived in so long is a deep understanding. I've found it's a 2-3 year process to really assist my clients to be able to grasp this. I mean, I have coached some clients for years, and then we'll have this breakthrough in that one call where and then that gets showcased, and then I can really assist someone to facilitate that letting go. And that's what stops flow, and that's what stops money, and that's what keeps people from closing the sale. Good thing Mariano Rivera didn't have that reflex. When he would walk in from the bullpen, he was a 99% closer. It was lights out. Lights out, baby. It's here comes the man. Mariano's walking in from the bullpen. He's got that jacket on one arm, and his opponents knew that he was the closer. And a closer is a finisher, but many people are posers and chokers. They pose as a closer and choke when it's time to close. And unfortunately, that's how most people are. A closer also is a finisher finishes it off. So if you've struggled attracting the money, or you live in this whole dialogue with the situation, or you can't close a sale, you're not able to attract someone, well, take a really good look at the trauma bonds you still hold on to, the story you hold on to. And then the reflexes, you require a lot of repetition and experience in changing the reflex of fight or flight to the reflex of responding to the stimulus. You've been reacting to the stimulus since you were a small child. When you grow up in violence, you grow up in addictions, you're an adult child of addicts, you're an adult child of an alcoholic, your mommy turns you into her savior, her Sir Galahad. She makes you her mentor. You're the errand boy. You're wiping off her forehead when she's passed out. You're cleaning up the puke. And you're taking care of all these things that you never should have been doing as a child. You should have been being a child. When we lose our innocence as children, we become adult children, pre-addicted to the events around us. We don't have a chance. So our relationships are going to be dysfunctional. We're going to use pornography. We're going to use masturbation. We're going to use alcohol, drugs. We're going to use all these situations. We're going to cut ourselves. We're going to mutilate ourselves. We're going to move into anorexia, bulimia. We're going to be in the most traumatic relationships we can possibly be in to continue to fill these reflexes that we hold on to. Or we'll move to the other side of the spectrum. We'll avoid all of it. We'll just become chronic avoiders, underachievers, under-earners, non-risk takers, and tiptoe quietly through life in our grave in unrealized potential. So there's three options. You continue to live as an addict, you live as an avoider, or you live right here in the middle, being your best self one day at a time. And that best self is a reflex, and it's a practice, repetition, and experience, changing the connection between the events and the trauma that you hold on to, and then the story you hold on to that keeps you avoiding and procrastinating. And when you're able to fully commit, then money will begin to show up. When you fully commit, I mean, and it's a one day at a time commitment. And when you're committed to committing, you'll find other people who are committed. I mean, that's, you'll attract people who believe what you believe. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. I will be here later this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific. That will be midnight Eastern Standard Time. That will be 2-4 Tuesday. If you're on this call and you would like to either rehire me if you're a former client, or you're an existing client, you'd like to add on your existing coaching, send me a message. If you're a first-time watcher or you have been following me, you'd like a free 20-minute coaching session, go right up there and request it. You have an outstanding afternoon. Great to connect with you. Reflexes. Start to put that into your vocabulary. I am changing the reflexes in my mind-body connection. Have a great afternoon, everyone.